With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Handle on the news.
Handle on the news!
And now, here's Bill Handle.
Good morning, everybody. Bill Handle here on Thursday, January 25, as we're very close to entering the month of February. Is this year, February, a leap year? I always don't remember
what
leap years are.
I will find out for you.
What, three,
is
4 years
a
leaping?
A leap year. Yes.
It is.
There we are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always the ongoing. So people,
are you sure about that?
Wait, no, maybe we're not. Hold on.
I don't think it is.
Okay, then it's not.
No, it's not. Sorry, it's not.
So regular old February.
Yeah,
for you.
And people that are born on leap day get a birthday every 4 years.
No, I say they get two birthdays. I say they can celebrate on the 28th and on the 1st. Why not?
Well, then
oh,
why
that
can't
seems,
then,
that seems completely bogus.
Yeah, it's
no.
Tell me that's not gratuitous. Then why not celebrate a week? You know, there are people that celebrate their birthday weeks.
Oh.
And they take off the entire week and go, let's have a birthday week. What the hell is that about?
This is Amy King's birthday this week, but she calls this month Amuary. Oh, it's the whole month.
Wow.
We've already been to dinner.
I don't think that's self-indulgent at all.
I love it. Why not?
Yes.
Because of the tremendous expense of cards every day for the same person over and over?
Yeah, but if you buy them in bulk.
You have to.
Yeah, you get them as in discount. Okay, there is Jennifer Jones Lee. Good morning.
Good morning, Handle.
And Wayne Resnick, good morning.
I guess, happy birthday, Bill.
Yeah.
It's your birthday year.
It is my birthday year. Well said. Alex, good morning.
Morning.
And happy birthday to you. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning.
And felicitations for your birthday also. Okay, guys, are you ready to do it? We've got some news, as always. Handle on the news, Jennifer, Wayne, and me, lead story. Oh, good music you pulled off. It's excellent. All right. What is the story about? The Pentagon orders 8,500 troops on higher alert yesterday to potentially deploy to Europe as part of a NATO response force, as Putin has lined up 100,000 troops along the border. The Baltic fleet is coming in. Air resources and all kinds of military equipment are also being deployed near the border, all anticipation of an invasion to Ukraine. Putin insists, no, we're not going to invade, while he's doing everything to prepare for it. And I did a story yesterday about this, but I'll dive a little bit deeper at 7 a.m. Diplomacy is going crazy, and this is where Putin just sits back and enjoys the card game. And he's holding the royal flush. It's interesting stuff. And Biden has made a couple of gaffes, big mistakes. And frankly, even though Biden has all the experience in the world and even specialized in foreign relations when he was a senator, I mean, he knew most of the world leaders by name. He's not in Putin's league. Not even close.
I do like one of the sanctions that is being floated around out there. It was leaked to the media that the NATO allies might withhold any semiconductors from Russia. And I thought, you know, that's not a bad one.
No, that,
that is one.
I have a question, though. Wouldn't they get them from Taiwan and Russia and China? And what does China care?
I don't know. But maybe there's something we don't know.
Yep.
But I liked that one because I thought,
no,
that would cripple a lot of their forces.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Western world has the ability to cripple. On the other hand, Russia, where the natural pipeline goes through, I think it's Turkestan and into Germany, and its natural gas use is, what, 70% Russian?
Yeah, they cut off
They just turn off the tap.
Sure.
And when you don't have natural gas, you've got a problem. And the U.S. was adamant about not doing that. And Angela Merkel said, how do you say your SOL in German? I don't know. But the pipeline went through. So there are a lot of moving pieces, and I'll cover that at 7 o'clock.
From SOL to SOB, President Biden responded to a question about inflation yesterday from Fox News reporter Peter Doocy. And Biden goes through this whole news conference yesterday about the markets and things like that. And at the end, Peter Doocy yells, "Do you think inflation is a political liability ahead of the midterms?" And Biden thinks his mic is off when he says this. And so he says very sarcastically, "It's a great asset, more inflation," then shook his head and said, "What a stupid son of a..."
No, you can say it.
Bitch.
Yeah. And you can say what a son of a bitch, especially if you're quoting.
No, my dad's listening this morning, Handel. Seriously.
Oh, I'm sorry, because you don't know that word. Let me explain that to you during the break. Yeah.
So,
you know, Trump used vulgarity, and it was everybody was okay with it. I think it's a positive that Biden is using vulgarity in describing someone he disagrees with or asks a question. Now, is it a legitimate question? Of course it is. But, hey, you know what? It shows that Biden is sort of an earthy guy, a man of the people, because all you get usually is presidential political speak.
I just remember when he was Vice President Biden under Obama, when he did the big effing deal.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't think
that hurts him at all, but it's big news. It's big news. President uses the term son of a bitch.
And last night he did apparently call Peter Doocy and told him it's nothing personal, pal.
Of course it's personal. When you call someone that, how can it not be personal?
These two have a real frenemy thing going
totally.
On because last week there was a news conference and Biden says to Doocy, "You always ask me the nicest questions." And Doocy goes, "I have a whole binder full." And Biden goes, "I know you do. None of them make a lot of sense to me. Fire away." So they've got a whole thing going on.
Yeah.
It's
like
kind of fun. Can we be honest? It's kind of fun.
It is kind of fun. Dan Rather did the same thing with Richard Nixon when he was asking really pointed questions. And Nixon hated Dan Rather of CBS. He was the anchor at CBS. But this was when he was White House reporter. And Nixon once turned to him and said, "Are you running for office?" And Rather came back, "No, are you?" I mean, that is...
that was good stuff.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Want to do one more?
No, let's take a break and we'll come back. This is an RFK Jr. story. The guy's out of his mind. This is Bobby Kennedy's son, who is legitimately crazy, squirrely. And it's a good story, too. This is KFI AM 640 and checking in with Jennifer. Good morning, Bill Handel. On a Tuesday morning, January 25, let's go back to Handel on the News, Jennifer and Wayne and me.
Well, a lot of people are upset with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after he basically said that it's worse now relative to vaccine mandates, et cetera, than it was for Jews during Nazi Germany specifically, that Anne Frank had it better than people today who don't want to get a vaccine. And he specifically said, at least you could still travel under Nazi Germany, you could cross the Alps to Switzerland. You could hide in an attic like Anne Frank did. And what he's saying now, there's so much surveillance capability, you wouldn't be able to hide. But he's also equating hiding from being put in a concentration camp and murdered as opposed to hiding from you haven't got a vaccine so the government knows.
If Jews today or if people then... during World War II at Auschwitz, for example, knew about what the vaccines, they would have refused to let the Nazis vaccine them. So, by the way, they did on a couple of occasions experimenting, you know, with poisons. Yeah. And he also, he went beyond that. I mean, just not just that, which is ridiculous. He's also claiming the mechanisms are being put in place that will make it so none of us can run, none of us can hide. He's talking about 5G vaccine passports and how it's all one huge governmental conspiracy.
Wow.
That's good. I wonder what the Kennedy family is thinking about this.
You know, the thing is, it's so tired to bring up the Nazi thing all the time.
Yeah.
You'd think that somebody with a brain on that side of these issues would say, we have to find different analogies.
We do. Or
that might actually be more interesting when people hear them to make our points.
Or the other argument is, if you talk about Nazis often and long enough, the whole Holocaust loses its meaning. It just becomes another catchphrase. And it's so the horror of it is being lost in translation. And fewer people believe, around the world, the Holocaust happened. And the conspiracy theorists, and of course, they go crazy. It's everything is worse than the Holocaust.
All right. For $17.99 in 9 colors and patterns, you too can have a shirt that says, your mask makes you look stupid. Just like this guy was wearing when he started harassing kids at a parking lot in La Crescenta. So cops got this call Thursday about a man harassing people in the parking lot. And there was a video of it. It shows the man pushing kids, poking his head into cars, telling people masks don't protect you against COVID and cause psychological abuse. And again, he was wearing this, your mask makes you look stupid. Some of the kids said the guy even spit on them. But by the time the cops got there, the man was gone.
Yep.
This is a whole nother level. You know, level one is, I don't want to wear a mask. You shouldn't try to force me to wear a mask. This is level two. You shouldn't wear a mask, even if you want to. Not only will I not wear a mask, I'm going to harass anybody I see wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Which now, what's the psychology behind that? I understand level one. You don't want the government telling you what to do, what to put on your body. I wrap my head around it. What is going on in the mind of somebody who gets this mad because other people are wearing masks?
Well, and to push it even beyond just yelling at somebody not to wear a mask, he pushed these kids and apparently spit on them.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video? He's out of his mind.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so the guy's mentally ill.
I don't think he is.
By the way, level three is the mandate of wearing the mask by the government is simply the first step of putting people into concentration camps. That's what the government is really doing. Wants them to be murdered in concentration.
Well, he said one of the things he was yelling at them is masks don't work. They're effing child abuse. They're a part of this tyranny. So he's getting pretty close.
What's
going to happen? People know who he is. It's going to come out. He may well lose his job over this.
And get arrested. You can't harass him.
Well,
he's
definitely
spitting on kids is assault.
Pushing them.
Certainly assault.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got harassment, clearly. And if he got in their way, if he stops someone from moving forward, that is a form of kidnapping. Now, do they grab you for kidnapping? That is, if you do not let someone pass you.
Abduction.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd go that far, because that's a bit of a reach.
That is a reach.
But technically, it's on the table.
If I was a prosecutor, I'd go for it. Just to harass the hell out of them.
Well, and isn't that the point? Throw as many things as you can on the table.
Yeah.
Start there and then work backwards.
Yep.
Well, L.A. County's loss is the Inland Empire's gain when it comes to law enforcement, because a lot of officers and deputies from LAPD and L.A. County Sheriff's Office are going to the Inland Empire to work because they don't have the vaccine mandates. And Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco said, we're getting a lot of people coming over here wanting to work here because we're not enforcing a vaccine mandate.
Which is...
Of course, Villanueva said he's not enforcing it, although, but it's on the books. So he...
Right.
You know, And he said that he has lost over 200 employees to other agencies over this issue.
And, well, and how many people can the San Bernardino Sheriff's Office hire? I mean, it's pretty
sparse. Yeah, they have a limit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty sparse place. And in terms of enforceability, by the way, I'm trying to remember if it is a law in San Bernardino County to have sex with sheep. And I don't know that.
Hey, I live in San Bernardino County.
Well, there you go. Oh, okay, let's just move.
I was born in San Bernardino County.
All right, and by wasn't sex education courses, and they brought in a farm animal?
Stop. Handle?
What?
I'm glad there's glass between us. That's all I'll say.
We'll take a break.
I thought they brought in your cousin.
No, that's Tennessee. Come on. All right. Do I retract at this point?
Yes.
I
go to news.
Okay, I apologize to all the sheep in San Bernardino County.
Oh.
All right. Good morning, Bill Handel and the morning crew. Let's continue on with Handel on the News with Jennifer and Wayne and me.
All right, NBA player Jackson Hayes has been charged with domestic violence and resisting arrest in L.A. And if you're thinking to yourself, wait, didn't that happen a long time ago? Yes, it did. It was actually over the summer that it happened. But it was then that cops go to a house where they have heard a cousin called and said, Jackson Hayes is acting loud and he's being, I think, violent is what the call said. So the cops show up. Jackson Hayes comes out of the house and says, no, everything's diffused, everything's fine. And he demanded a search warrant and asked the officers, why won't you let me go inside? Because the officers went in to investigate what was going down. Well, Hayes started getting mad and he spun around, pushed one of the officers into a wall near the front door of the home. And the officers then grabbed him. One officer put his knee on his neck and Hayes started shouting, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Well, the LAPD immediately came under scrutiny for the use of force in this case. And so at the time, because Hayes's girlfriend wouldn't cooperate with investigators and the fact that they said that the conduct, which was a push, didn't rise to the level of a felony filing, the LA County DA's office at the time had declined to pursue felony charges last year. That's why they're going for it now.
Yeah, I think the most interesting part is the I can't breathe part. We don't know. I haven't seen the video. We don't know the story. Is that now the mantra? If someone, I don't know the answer, if someone is put on their stomach, which I guess you're not allowed to do anymore.
Well, I guess the guy was kneeling on his neck, and also they tased him in the chest, which is not tasing somebody in the chest is not forbidden. Right. But it is not advised.
Yeah, and we don't know how violent he was. I mean, he's a big guy.
Well, he pushed the guy into a wall, and the guy hurt his elbow. Officer hurt his elbow.
We don't know what happened, and it could be, if a cop leans on someone's neck for a second or two just to get him down. And I don't know. I don't want to make the accusations here.
And for people who don't know, Jackson Hayes is the center for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yes.
I didn't say that.
Right.
Six men have been indicted here in Los Angeles in connection with smuggling for one of Mexico's biggest drug cartels, but not for smuggling drugs and not for smuggling from Mexico into the United States. Guns and ammunition the other direction. Getting guns and ammo into Mexico.
Yeah, we don't pay
on behalf of the Jalisco Nueva Generacion.
Now, we don't pay much attention to the fact that most of the guns that are used in Mexico for criminal activities come from the United States. Because you can buy guns in the United States. You can't in Mexico. They have pretty strict anti-gun legislation. A citizen cannot have a gun. So there we have, almost as many guns as people in this country? 300 million guns. So, and ghost guns, which of course are untraceable. So that's where they're getting their weapons.
All right. I've got an update on this story. So it's the LA City Council and the LA County Board of Supervisors are expected to approve $60,000 now in reward money to help find the person who shot and killed a 16-year-old girl. Her name is Tioni Theus. She was the one who was dumped along the Harbor Freeway in South LA July 8th. And a lot of activists were very upset that her death, she's a black girl, attracted less attention than the fatal stabbing of that 24-year-old female who was white in Hancock Park in the furniture store. And they're saying, hey, a $250,000 reward was raised to help find that woman's killer, and an arrest was made later in the week. Why are we having to push for you guys to offer a reward in this case?
And the point is, have there been little black girls who were kidnapped and murdered? I mean, God forbid, and have gotten more press and have gotten an enormous amount of press. And we don't know, and you've done news, when is it that someone gets a lot of press when you have a young woman being murdered? And when is it just no one pays attention as far as news? Any rules, any rhyme or reason for that?
There's not any rule or rhyme or reason. I mean, in the media anyway, it's just what comes across, you know, your desk is a report. That's what comes across your desk. Does it oftentimes tend to be a pretty white girl that makes it in? I will say yes. I will say that happens.
More so than black girls. Okay, yes. So they have a point.
Yeah.
And the other question I have is, you know, it's the county, it's the city, it's the police department offering rewards. How big a budget is it that they have for reward money?
$10,000 from LA County,
right?
Given what their overall budget is nothing.
No, that's true. But it's obviously more than $10,000. How much do they put out every year for rewards? I think a chunk. And I'm just curious as to, is that a reward contingency fund? I don't know the answer.
And how many of these rewards are actually
paid
off?
Oh, yeah. I'm willing to bet very few.
Yeah, I bet there is.
Because they always figure out a way that we would have gotten them anyway, or we had multiple tips, so we can't delineate yours from the other ones. It's a good way of getting publicity, if nothing else.
Well, and it this sounds awful, but it also makes it look like you care about these cases when maybe you do care. I'm not saying they don't, but at the same time, you know you're never going to have to pay off on it. Because you know that there are these loopholes in the rewards.
Elevator philosophy of life.
Yeah.
Wayne, you've never heard of my elevator philosophy of life?
I don't think I have.
Okay.
Oh, I
have. Yeah. All right. So you're in an elevator, and someone is running as the doors are closing.
Yes.
And you keep on pushing the panel,
the illusion of politeness.
That's right. So you get the credit for trying. And you're thought of as a good person, and no one gets in the elevator to screw up your elevator ride to get on the floor before you want to go. That's life wrapped up in a single philosophical statement.
That's why you have numerous radio-related awards and no humanitarian awards.
Actually, I do have a humanitarian award.
Oh, how much did you pay for it?
Spencer's Gifts. And it's a big one. It is a big award. I got it from my law school.
Oh, please.
The Alumni Association.
Oh, dear Lord.
They had to come up with an award. They did. They had to come up with an award. So they have Jurist of the Year that comes out of the school. And
that would only be a judge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they have Lawyer of the Year, of which I don't practice. So they had to invent an award.
And they chose humanitarian for you?
Yep.
Did they listen to your
show? Yeah, they actually did. Yeah.
That's the kind of quality thought that led to that law school being defunct now.
That's true. All right, let's move on, and then we'll take a break.
All right, well, you remember that homelessness lawsuit and that federal judge ordered the city and the county to house everybody in 6 months? That thing is still nowhere near being resolved. So there was a status conference, and Judge David O. Carter, I guess, has had enough, and he ordered the city and the county to engage in mandatory settlement conferences. Because they're pointing the finger at each other trying to get out from under the lawsuit that was filed by the LA Alliance for Human Rights.
Yeah, it's going to go no place. They've been talking for years. Carter has been on this case for probably a dozen years. That's his case.
And he did that order. You got to have all these people on Skid Row housed in 6 months. And that was overturned because it was patently ridiculous. So they're kind of back to square one and they can't get anywhere. And part of it's because the county's saying, hey, we shouldn't be part of this lawsuit. Skid Row is entirely in the city of L.A. What do you want from us? And then the city of L.A. is basically saying, look, it's a bad situation, but you can't show we did anything wrong. So why are we being sued?
And so he can order
he can
mandatory
order a
settlement, but it doesn't matter. They're going to go
can't
no
force
place.
Them to settle.
Right. What's he going to do?
Then there'll be a trial.
Okay.
And then that'll be a circus and a fiasco.
Of course.
And then it'll be 5 years from now, and the homeless problem will be worse.
That's that. Welcome to Southern California and homelessness. We'll take a break. This is KFI. That is Jennifer Jones Lee. Everybody, Bill Handel here and the morning crew, Tuesday morning, January 25. We finish. Handel on the news, Jennifer Wayne Mee.
And there's a Texas woman who's been arrested after she allegedly tried to buy another woman's child for $500,000 at Walmart.
God, that's a lot of money for a kid. I got to tell you, you can get them a lot cheaper than that.
Well, Rebecca Lynette Taylor was arrested after she apparently approached a woman who had a baby in the backseat of her car and a one-year-old in a shopping cart at the self-checkout. She had a baby seat, I guess. And so she said, how much could she purchase him for? And the mom kind of tried to laugh off the comment, thinking that Rebecca Taylor's comment was a joke. But then the mom said no amount of money would do, even after Taylor told her that she had $250,000 in the car and would pay that much for him. Taylor said he was the perfect fit and she'd been wanting to buy a baby for a long time now. And somehow, the affidavit said, Taylor and the other woman knew the child's name and started calling him by his name. So I'm wondering if Rebecca Taylor followed the mom around the store,
yeah,
probably
or
heard.
She knew. These are crazy people.
Yeah, I mean,
it didn't go so far. I mean, there are women out there who kill pregnant
yeah.
moms. And those stories are horrific. This one, because nothing happened and she's clearly crazy. Also, horrible negotiator. I'll give you $250. No. All
okay,
right, let's double
500.
It to $500. That is not that's not good negotiating.
That's your takeaway?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, a couple of guys called the, I think in Ireland for some reason, you call the post office to inquire about your pensions.
Fabulous.
They call the post office to inquire about collecting the pension of a person who has passed away. And I don't know if they said the person had passed away, but they called about it and they said, well, the pensioner has to be present. So they show up at the post office with the dead guy.
That's fantastic. And try to
care. Here he is. We would like the pension payout, please. And then the staff started questioning them, as you might imagine, and they ran away and they left the dead guy behind in the post office.
Yeah. His name, by the way, was Bernie O'Malley.
I said that this morning.
Of course.
It was
so,
Weekend at Bernie's
yes,
Irish style.
Yes,
totally.
It really was. Good for you for coming up with that. Yeah. And, you know, that's not. These guys are not real smart.
No.
No.
You know, bringing a dead body, and they start asking him. And, well, you can say he's quiet.
Handle.
You know, he's mute. So you really shouldn't talk to him. I mean, you can do a lot of stuff with that. That's hilarious. That's a great story.
What I can't tell from this is, were they trying to pretend he was alive? Or did they literally say, here he is, he's died, we're entitled to his pension payout?
Well, either way.
Like, here, I'm proving to you that he's passed away. How about a death certificate?
Yeah. Here's the problem with the story. The suspects told the cops that he was alive when they left the house. However, one of them had already gone into the bank that morning to ask about getting a deceased person's pension.
Right. Okay.
So,
well,
see? Ha-ha.
Yeah, that's...
Nail him there.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. For sale. How would you like to buy the CIA black site where terror suspects were tortured in Lithuania? The government's real estate fund, which handles assets no longer needed by the state, said that it was going to sell the black site known as Project 2 for an as yet unknown price.
You know, that sale makes a lot of sense. What a perfect building for a museum dealing with what happened and the torture and the wars there. I mean, that is kind of neat, you know, when you think about a location. If you ever go to the Mob Museum in Las Vegas, and the more realistic it is, they actually have the wall where the St. Valentine's Massacre took place.
Yeah. It's like going to Alcatraz.
Yeah, yeah, which in and of itself is a museum in and of itself.
Yeah.
So I think it's, well, I don't know who's going to do what. Maybe they're going to open a Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise in there. I have no idea. But certainly it would be a great place for a museum. in Lithuania and what happened in Lithuania and the torture that took place.
Well, a couple of New Jersey restaurants have backed down from their policy of requiring their employees to garner a minimum of five-star Google reviews per month. A memo to the employees was leaked. Everybody said, this is insane. And so now they're no longer requiring this. This is a fairly substantial restaurant group.
Yeah, you know,
it's
no,
not
it's
like
not
some
a small
guy
group.
Who
right.
has a restaurant, the Triple T Hospitality Group, and they just got roasted unbelievably for this this policy. I don't know how you can say that to an employee.
No, you can. They took it down pretty quickly. So, you know, off goes the manager or whoever writes it is done.
Yeah.
It may not even be the manager. Well, it's a manager, certainly. And I'm assuming he's gone. Or maybe not. Maybe they really want those kind of reviews. All right, we're done, guys. We are finished. We're going to go, when we come back, I'm going to do the story of Putin and Biden and Ukraine and the troops, the Russian troops being massed just at the border. And there's a lot to this, and I'll dive into it. And then later on, we have Tech Tuesday with Rich DeMuro. So do not go away. This is KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.